I'm here to talk to you today about fee shifting in patent cases, more specifically when a case is considered to be exceptional under the new standard, somewhat new standard, articulated in the Supreme Court decision. And before I get to that, I want to talk about the pleasure that I draw from being able to address this topic this year. I don't know how many of you, if any, were in attendance last year, but one of my partners presented this material. And I have it on good authority, both from the planning committee as well as the comments, that he scared the daylights out of most of the audience, which was the goal, I think. I don't know whether that was because of his vicious rhetoric or the substance or both, but he seemed to have a profound effect given the importance of the subject matter. Now, as a professional advocate, I will tell you that I don't think scare tactics need to be the order of the day. I find that when the words are powerful, you can say them softly and just let them carry. So let me offer this plainly by way of a simple disclaimer before I begin. Nothing in this presentation will save you from the malfeasance you've already committed before you attended this presentation. If at the end you need to step out and make a phone call or file a covenant not to sue, you should feel free to take advantage of that time. So without further ado, I give you fee shifting. Will the exception become the rule? I think the answer is a simple no, but I do think that we're seeing a heightened amount of fee awards in cases in which they are requested. So as most of you probably know, if you haven't litigated extensively, the Patent Act contains a provision that specifically allows for fees to be awarded. And the text of the statute is dangerously simple. It reads, the court, in exceptional cases, may award reasonable attorney fees to the prevailing party. Now, there's not a heck of a lot of statutory construction that we can do here, but there's a little.